Adventure with Sash and Ryan.
What's up?
Yeah!
Hey, welcome you
to the movie show
here on Active FM.
Yes,
with me Ryan
and me Sash.
And welcome.
Wow, okay, was
yeah,
that the end of
I realized I couldn't say the movie show okay, again. Yeah. Well, okay, let's let our listener try. Okay, listener, if you were to start a movie show, how would you start it? Yeah, you see, now you can understand the struggle that I... Because you're like, no, wait, that's cliche. No, but I can't do that. But I did that last week. Is that going to work? So I was like, hey, you!
Hi!
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what Sashi does.
Not every week. Oh. I normally say, hey.
Hey.
Oh, I say, what's up? Exactly.
Anyway, let's get on to the topic of the
day. So today we are talking about a movie. We have not watched this movie, but we are commenting because this movie has quite a bit of controversy to it. It's very interesting. Yes.
Yes.
Right. Ryan, did you see the trailer for this movie?
I didn't.
You should go and watch the trailer. Okay, so the movie we are talking about today is the 2019 version of The Joker, which has just been released into cinemas. And the reason why we want to talk about it is because obviously The Joker is quite an intense character slash movie. And there's been quite a bit of upset towards this movie that's come out. And we just want to like look at, you know, first of all, should you go watch the movie? Second of all, why is it so, you know, why is there like this hecticness? Because, they, I mean, throughout the years, the people that have played it, there's actually been like serious things that have happened to them, you know? It's like, this character is... It's like, are you sure you want to play the Joker? Are you sure you want to play the
People
Joker?
People die, you know?
Right? So, yeah, we're going to talk about the Joker today. Not only the 2019 version, but actually, like, looking at other people that have played it and, like, what happened. And, yeah, basically speak about, you know, like, acting. I mean, like, yes, there's method acting. Yes, there's acting in terms of, you know, really getting into your role. But is there that point of I took it too far? So that's basically what we're going to be discussing today.
Right.
And how characters could actually affect an actor when they've played them.
Sure. Yeah. That's interesting, eh?
Yeah.
Like method acting type
yes.
of...
So, yeah, that is what we're going to be talking about today. So, let's get right into it, shall we? Right, Ryan?
Right.
Yes.
No, left. No, yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, okay.
Okay, so talking about the latest The Joker movie. So, it's just debuted around the world, and it's actually done very well in terms of the box office. However, a lot of people who have gone to see the film have bashed it, saying that the film is too terrifying considering what is going on in the world right now. So I know that there have been many people who have literally walked out of the cinema halfway, or not even halfway in the movie, but they've literally walked out the cinemas saying, we already live in a sick world. Why would you go and make a movie like that? Like, why would you just, like, we already live in a sequel type of thing.
Right.
Why would you do that? So, currently, the movie's made $40 million in the US, and that was just on the Friday that it was released. And then globally, over the weekend, it made $150 US. So, it has brought in money. However, there's a lot of people who have literally gone on Twitter and have tweeted their thoughts on the movie. Most of these people have walked out. So I'm just going to read some of the tweets to you. So one person wrote, literally just walked out of a screening of Joker. Way too terrifying to be there with all this going on the way the movie glamorizes gun violence and mental health issues. So it literally takes mental health issues and
sure.
gun violence and glamorizes it. Now, I'm sorry, but like the wrong person could watch this movie and be inspired. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I
like,
see what you
like
mean.
Like, what happens then after, you know, like, I know he was just
yeah.
acting and it's just a script and it's a fake city and all of that. But like, what about like people who maybe do have mental health issues? Like what happens?
Yeah.
What happens then? Like what? Like, so they actually walked out. Another person said, just walked out of Joker. Haven't been that anxious in a movie theater in a good time. Another person wrote, I've never walked out of a movie, but with Joker, I came very close. Would have walked out of the Joker after an hour if the missus would have let me. So that's a guy. That's not even a girl.
My goodness.
That is a guy saying, I wanted to walk out and his wife didn't.
So the wife kept him.
Right?
So, but he, so the wife didn't walk out or didn't want to walk out.
Yeah, and he did. But I mean, like, no, not just, I mean, think about it. You go to movies. Movies are expensive. They're not the cheapest things to go to. And you know, you want to go watch a good movie. There's anticipation. There's excitement. Because you're not just going to go watch any movie. And then to walk out of the movie cinema, the movie has to be really bad for you to go, I don't care the money I've just paid, I don't care, I'm leaving.
So do you think she was like, you're not walking out this movie, we paid a fortune for this
movie,
you will watch it?
I don't know, maybe she was into it, you know, she liked the...
Or maybe
the...
she wasn't watching.
Ah, wow. Okay, and then another person tweeted, if I didn't see Joker with a friend, I probably would have walked out of the theater. Thinking. So they basically said that they wouldn't have left they would have left if they didn't go with a friend. Another person said, I walked out of this movie Joker, ban this movie. It's a psychological approach on the mind. And they basically, they wanted gone. So there's been a lot of... controversy from viewers. I also know in Los Angeles two shows were actually cancelled.
What?
And police were at the cinemas because I don't know what threats, but there was apparently some threats that went out that got to the police and they were concerned about it. So they actually they made the movie cinema stop the two final shows of that day, and police were there on site at the cinema to make sure whatever the threat was didn't actually happen. So I mean, that's crazy. Now you're getting law enforcement involved for a movie. Like,
I don't think I've ever seen something like this before.
No, eh? You don't hear about that.
And there's been some really whack movies,
right?
Before.
But literally, I mean, imagine the police shut down the final two shows of the film because a threat has been, like, that's crazy. That's...
Okay, so I've just silently watched two of the trailers, obviously without sound. Visually, it looks. How did you find the trailer?
Well, when I first saw the trailer, we were actually in cinemas. I can't remember what we went to watch, but I just remember watching this trailer, and you know when you're like, this looks freaky, like this. It's not even. I don't even think it's classified as horror because horror is scary. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is just. It's like. Mentally disturbing in a way, because you're like, and also what they did with one of the trailers, which made it even more freakier, was they got this like happy song to play with it, but what you're visually watching is not happy. Like, the guy is half depressed. He's standing in an elevator in a hospital with a dude on the bed that's convulsing, and they're just all standing there leaving the guy and it's like this happy song is playing, and you're just like, whoa, why, what, like that. That whole thing just makes it like really freaky. So I remember watching the trailer and going, I'm not going to watch that. So for me, from the beginning, I haven't planned on watching the Joker.
Like, okay, no,
and then
fine.
Over the weekend, I heard my sister she was on social media, and she actually saw some of the news that got out that said people are walking out of cinemas because they say we already live in a sick world. Why are you going to make such a sick movie?
Yeah.
Type of thing. Yeah, and I think that's the problem, is it's not a scary movie. It's not horror.
It's just...
It's freaky.
It's just psyched, yeah.
It's like whack.
Especially the nice music, hey?
Yeah, I think that's also... Because they even say, like, with horror movies, if you watch a horror movie without sound, like, it's not scary. Because
right.
You're just like, really, they're walking into, oh, look, there's a dude with a knife in his face. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's going to hurt. That's going to
right.
Be so get this. The director is Todd Phillips. Now, Todd Phillips is not a horror or thriller director. He's best known for comedy films like Road Trip, Old School, Starsky and Hutch, that type of movie. So that's...
See, I think they did try to sort of make this a comedy, but I think the fact that they tried to make it a comedy almost made it more sick.
So it was a...
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because now you're trying to bring in humor... But it's like, it's not funny. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know when a person says a joke that's really dark and you're just like, that wasn't funny. that was really scary. Okay. That was gross.
That's a bit weird.
Right. I think, I don't know. I think that's what went wrong. I'm not sure. Yeah. So, if you look at it in the history, I mean, this isn't the first Joker that we've seen. I mean, there's been lots. Because the Joker, if you don't know who the Joker is, he's actually one of the antagonists in the Batman series. So, he's one of the villains that Batman comes against. That's why it's set in Gotham City, etc., etc., etc. So, you'll see the Joker, he's been around for a long time with many different actors who've played him. Because there's obviously been quite a few Batmans that have been made. I mean, Tim Burton... Tim Burton made a Batman, Christopher Nolan made a Batman, so there's been like quite a few Batmans that have come out, and with each of these it's kind of like taken a toll. So the recent actual actor that's now played, his name is Joaquin Phoenix, and he's currently playing the Joker. The next, if you go through the amount of people that have played him, so first back in the 60s you had Cesar Romero, who played the Joker, and he almost embraced like a cartoonish element, because this was the first live action incarnation of the Joker. So before him you'd seen the Joker, but it had only been like animation films. That he did the first live action incarnation of the Joker, and for him this was a very different role, because he would act in most like Latin lover roles. That was his like kind of field. So to go from like being a Latin lover to the Joker is quite a transformation.
Yeah, so everyone, this is like their first time doing horror. Maybe it's just sort of like, I don't know, what would you call like Batman, Joker, you know, all of the, what kind of film is it?
It's a DC film.
Right? But is it just straightforward DC?
You see, DC is like comic book, but dark comic book.
Yes.
So it's a dark comic book. That's how I see it.
So this is most probably like giving someone who's used to baking, getting them to make hamburgers or something like completely different. I don't know. No, someone who is used to baking to fixing a car. And it just goes wrong, but it works. But there's like, so there's some squeaks and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
So you'll probably find it's supposed to be a DC, like a dark sort of action film. And it's just turned into something
really scary.
Mishmash, right.
Freaky. The second person who played the Joker was Mark Hamill. Now, he was originally Luke Skywalker in Star Wars.
That's right.
But he ended up actually, he didn't play, so maybe you're like, I don't remember that. He actually did the voice of the Joker in the 90s cartoon Batman the Animated Series.
Ah.
So he actually voiced the Joker. He admitted that he never thought he'd get the job, but it ended up having a huge impact on his career, to the point where his voice work has dominated his IMDb page over the last couple of decades. The third person to play the Joker, and he is quite well known, is Jack Nicholson. So he played the Joker in Tim Burton's 1989 movie of the Joker. His take on the Joker edged closer than anyone else had dared to the remorseless serial killer originally envisioned by creators Bill Finger, Bob Kane, and Jerry Robinson. So he was like the first person, I think, to step a little bit more towards the like
creepy side
of the Joker. And how the role like haunted him afterwards, he's never actually been on record to indicate that it's haunted him, and in any case he's scarcely unused to playing troubling or downright psychopath characters. So he's quite used to, you know, doing those like messed up characters. However, when Heath Ledger died, so Heath Ledger was the next person to play the Joker, and he actually died the film hadn't even been released yet when he passed away. But when Heath Ledger died, Nicholson was documented by reporters as having commented simply, "While I warned him." So Jack Nicholson, after Heath Ledger died, said, "I warned Heath Ledger." Now, some might dispute this quote and claim he actually said, "I warned him," but it's still like, okay,
sure.
Why would you, like, so clearly in that statement he's saying the Joker did have an effect on me, and yeah. I did warn Heath Ledger yeah. to be careful before he got into this role.
That's right.
And then after his death, he stated, yeah, which is quite freaky.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, the next person who played the Joker.
Yeah, this is the other one that I wanted to look at, because this was obviously now the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, the Suicide Squad one, who was Jared Leto. And he's also a more recent actor of the Joker, because he was from the 2016 film Suicide Squad. And Leo went to great lengths to get into the mind of the criminal clown and admitted he found the role very challenging. He would remain in character for most of the shoot, spending most of his time alone. Leto even went so far as to send a rat to Margot Robbie, who played Harley Quinn, and he sent a dead pig to the rest of the cast, as well as other, let's say, interesting gifts. So while he was in character, he would send rats and dead pigs to people.
Right, okay.
Like, that's not... What are you doing there?
That's like, not normal.
What the hell? Like, send them a chocolate or something? Or no, you know... Sure. But act befitting the character himself, you might say it's enough to make you fear the well-being of someone who feels they need to be... they need to absorb the Joker's character IRL in order to play the role. So a lot of people who have played the Joker did get into like quite a little bit of method acting to like get into the role. But the stuff that they do to like get into the role also like isn't like to be alone. Like being alone could drive a person crazy.
Right, yeah.
Like if you leave someone alone, like imagine locking yourself up in your room for a week. I know myself, I would flip.
Yeah.
I know I would flip, because I don't want to be alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be sitting in your room. Like, your mind then just like gets really hectic, and then like it's good actually to be in company and to socialize. Perfect. And
I'd be quite desperate.
Right? No, I'm like, my family's like not home for one night, and I'm already like, okay, I'm ready for you guys to come home now. Like, this is...
In fact, can we stay on the phone?
Nah. Like, I actually remember when I was younger, I think I was in grade, I think 7, 8, somewhere there, and I got chicken pox, but I got it really bad. Like, I had, like, my nose, like, became swollen, and you know when you're sick, like, you literally feel like a whole week of your life was just wasted because you were just, like, down sick. And I remember there was the one Sunday, my family goes to church, so all of them went to church, but I didn't, because obviously chicken pox is quite intense. So I stayed at home, and I remember I stayed at home the morning, because we have morning services and evening services. So I stayed at home. They then came home for lunch and then went again. And by that evening, I was finished. I literally phoned my mom. She couldn't speak, so I phoned my sister, because my sister was in children's church, so she could speak. My mom was just about to step up to preach. And I literally sat on the phone crying. I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I'm going crazy. You need to come and fetch me. She's like, I can't come fetch you. The service is done. But literally, and that was one day, eh? That was like one day. But I knew that like I'd been alone most of the day. And it wasn't even all of the day. It was most of the day. But I literally got to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't be by myself. Do you understand? Now you're going to lock yourself up. And yeah, no, shame. I'm just like... maybe you shouldn't do that to yourself. I know you're acting,
but lock yourself up. Whew. Well, I suppose that's one way of method acting.
What? Okay, so another character who played the role is the very well known Heath Ledger. So Heath Ledger's delivered a career defining performance as the Joker in Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight, released in 2008, but tragically it would prove to be his last. Now, we actually did a show a while ago on interesting facts where we actually Heath Ledger was actually supposed to play Batman. And Christian Bale was actually supposed to play the Joker. But Heath Ledger ended up saying, no, I don't want to do it. So Christian Bale took the role of Batman. And then he saw how good it was and then took the role of the Joker. But to prepare for the part, in addition to studying darker comic depictions of the murderous villain, also the works of Francis Bacon and both the film and novel A Clockwork Orange, Ledger prepared torturously for the role as part of his commitment to the Method School of Acting, documenting his experiences in what he referred to as a Joker journal. So working on the character Sandy's mind racing as he holed himself up in his apartment, leading him to sleep for little more than 2 hours a night. So literally what he did was he locked himself up in an apartment in the UK, and he would literally just read stuff about the Joker. There's this thing called the Joker Journal. You can actually research about it, where he literally would write down everything, like anything that would inspire like the Joker, or like he even wrote down, like, I know there's the one scene in that movie about the hospital, and he actually would write like his own feelings about it, like the hospital room. But obviously it was all too, because method acting, what method acting is you become the character. So literally you'll eat what the character would eat, you'll listen to what the character would listen to, you'll if the character has odd sleeping habits, I'd suppose you'd pick up the odd sleeping habits. So you literally you do what the character does, so that it's easier for you to play the character. He also would meditate on like anything that like he read about, so anything Joker. But this ended up causing him to actually overdose on a combination of sleeping pills and prescribed painkillers and anti-anxiety meds in January 2008, and he was just 28 years old when he died. So for me, the role of the Joker did take a toll on Heath Ledger. Now Heath Ledger, most people would say his performance is brilliant and he's like the best villain ever, but for me, if like, what should it cost your life? Like, yeah, okay, cool, the performance was great, people, you wanted an Oscar, but he wasn't even here to receive the Oscar.
That's true.
Was dead. Like, what good is an Oscar if you're dead? Like, for me, your life, if you were a nobody that never got an acting job, that had a good family and, you know, was healthy, for me that's better than being this well-known actor who's struggling with anxiety and insomnia and illness and then dies at the young age of 28. Like, it's not for me, that's not worth it, type of thing. So speaking about the diary, the Joker diary, what if you look at it, so you could actually go and research about it. There's videos where Heath Ledger's dad actually like takes you through some of the pages. And this was in a documentary. This is what was said of him. He pretty well locked himself up in a hotel room for weeks. He galvanized the upcoming character. That was typical of Heath. He would do that. He liked to dive into his characters, but this time he really took it up a notch. Now, on one of the pages of his Joker journal, he actually writes in big letters, "Bye-bye." So on one of the pages, he literally writes the words "bye-bye." Now, like, that doesn't sound... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't sound right. Like, that's like, why would you write "bye-bye"? And people actually were saying, we were watching also a documentary on YouTube about people saying how that, like, someone, I don't know who the person was, but they knew Heath Ledger before. They saw him then during the filming of Batman, and they said they were actually concerned at his transformation. Which means there had been a transformation within him. And then there was another film that he worked on where there was someone on set that was quite worried about him because he was almost like crying out for help, type of thing. So I definitely do think that the role of the Joker had a negative effect on him. I can't say what it is, but for me, there is something about the role of the Joker that is a little bit dark, freaky. And maybe a little bit too dark, because it's just like, why would you the fact that you can't sleep, like, he's done with production, everything's over, do you understand what I'm saying, and he still was battling with insomnia. Like, it's like, like, okay, that's hectic. And I know for the latest Joker, so the Joaquin Phoenix played it, and he actually lost a lot of weight for the film. He has picked it up, but he has actually he lost a lot of weight for the film. If you look at him, like, within the movie or within the trailer, he's literally, his ribs are sticking out, and he really looks like sickly and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
if you actually look in the trailer, you actually see parts of that. You know, you can actually see.
Yeah. So for me, The Joker, I personally will not watch The Joker. I know that for a fact. I think it's the problem with it is it is if you look at the character is he doesn't have feelings, he doesn't care. Like for him, he doesn't almost know right from wrong. Like everything's just a joke to him. And also he has mental health issues, which causes him to then do whatever it is that he does. So for me, it's just like, rather just not do him. Yep. And in terms of method acting, I understand method acting. I get it. And I respect people who do method acting. However, I do think there is a certain line that you should not cross when method acting. Because I know even there was a movie, Steve Jobs, on the life of Steve Jobs that came out. And I can't remember who played it. Wasn't it? Who was it?
I don't know his name, but I can see his face.
He acts in a sitcom.
Yes.
But he basically, he also does method acting. And he, what Steve Jobs did was he was a fruitarian. And so he decided, I'll tell you the actor's name. There's two movies that were made. The one we're talking about is Ashton Kutcher. So he also did method acting for the film. And so he went on a fruitarian diet as well. But he almost died being on the fruitarian diet. They had to rush him from hospital. I think it attacked his appendix. I can't remember what it was. Yes. But it was the exact thing that Steve Jobs died from.
Right.
And so it's like, why would you put your life in danger just to...
Is it like too much fruit or something like that? Or it was a specific fruit or something like that?
Something, yeah. But obviously that's it's not healthy type of thing. And yeah, it was just like, I don't understand method acting. Like, yeah, sure, listen to the music, you know, walk like they walked. But yeah, it's intense. And I mean, Heath Ledger literally said the filming of The Joker was exhausting. He said that when filming, he would film a scene and then have a long, like a week's break. And he said he was so grateful that his filming schedule was like that, because literally after acting, he didn't have the energy to speak. He didn't have the energy to move. He didn't have any energy. He was literally exhausted. Now, for me, that's not... Do you understand? That's not normal. Like, for me, I do believe that there is sort of a demonic side, if I could put it like that, to the Joker, just because, like, and why would it take that much out of you?
And you know, we've heard of some really, really crazy filming schedules, like acting schedules on movies and stuff like that, where they don't even really get the week's breaks and stuff like that. And you know, the actors are just like, yeah, no, you know,
that's how it is.
Especially, I think, I'm sure it was like the Marvel characters, like they filmed. I mean, you're talking about getting in bed late at night.
And some of them are pregnant.
Morning. Yeah.
Like Scarlett Johansson was pregnant during filming. Now that will make you even more tired type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just like, guys, let's not take method acting too far and don't watch The Joker.
Right.
If I could just advise you from the movie show, from your friends, the movie show.
Yes, your friendly...
Don't go watch The Joker, man.
Your friendly neighborhood movie experts.
Yes. Police.
Yeah.
Today we are the movie police.
Yes,
we
yes.
are looking out for your well-being and security and mental health.
Yeah. Rather just, you know, sort of ask everyone else, how was it? Okay. No.
Well, go search. Go look at what the, you know, the plot line was on.
Just sort of look at the Easter eggs. Or, I don't know, something. Just find out which are the best parts and then Google it and then look for it and then watch it, laugh, cry, scream or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So this has brought us to the end of another movie show.
Yes, you're on Active FM,
mm-hmm.
and we're not joking about that.
Wow, right?
That's not scary at all.
That was too soon.
Yes.
That joke was too soon.
No, it was very serious.
It was a very serious joke.
Very serious, yeah. Very serious, yes.
Yeah, we have an amazing website. Go check our website out. It is www.activefm.co.za.
And of course, there are lots of other podcasts there you can also listen to.
Yes.
RSPSs. Yes. Go check them out. Go listen to them, because everyone likes all sorts of different stuff. So Sesh, you might listen to the Vogue, right?
It's the Mode,
the
right?
The Mode.
Nah,
yes,
the Vogue.
It's the same thing, right? It's the same. No, it's not the same. I don't know. Girl,
not really.
What do you think? Our sound guy, he doesn't know. Okay, so I'm a guy. So she might listen to that. I won't listen to that. I'll listen to the Not So Tech Show. And so, you know, everyone's... So go check it out. There's definitely something else for you.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And we also are on YouTube. So go check us out on YouTube. And Active TV, the movie show playlist. Yes, we've got shows coming out there which are very interesting.
Some enjoyable shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So from me, Sash. I almost said from me, Ryan.
Right.
Almost, but I didn't. But then I did because I told you I was almost about to say it. So, Ryan, you may go first.
Right. So, from myself, Ryan.
And from me, Sash.
On the movie show.
On Active FM.
Toodaloo.
Goodbye.
And cheers.
Jesus was there. The exceptional new Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles, unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
As above, so below.
Active FM. Christ's music is heart music.